escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I was telling Lonzo right before we came on the air there, if you did not hear that, and I mean this poem of a promo that just ran for the show right before we started the show. If you didn't hear Lonzo's absolute artwork that he put together with that one, first off, your loss. Second off, as soon as it was done, a promo in which, yes, I will be from this point forward into however long we're allowed to leave that promo running on the show and on the station, singing Taylor Swift along with Taylor Swift throughout the day to all of you, whether you want me to or not. I was telling Lonzo what a promo. I mean, that's just art. Every promo Lonzo does, exceptional. That one, to me, is legitimately going to be one of my favorites of all time. That's one that I'm probably going to download myself and keep in my own personal demo reel file, right? That's artwork. And the best part about it is that as the bumper, as the intro to the show was rolling seconds ago, and as that promo was wrapping up, I get a text from a buddy of mine who is apparently up and listening this early in the morning. You absolute psychopaths that are with us at 6 a.m. I love you. You are our Armada members, P1, no questions asked. I get a text from a buddy of mine who says, and I quote, "Bleep you," and didn't say bleep, "for making me listen to you sing Taylor Swift this early in the morning. I want you to know what you just said, Texter, was not bleep me. You just said bleep Lonzo because he's the one that made that absolute Mona Lisa of a promo. Am I embarrassed? God, no. Are you kidding me?
By the way, you hit killer harmony there.
I nailed it.
It wasn't like you were, I mean, if you were singing bad, I could see why, but no, I had to do some, I had to strip the audio from the other and put the other audio in there so I could mix it a little bit underneath. I didn't touch your voice though.
Didn't need to.
Yeah.
Didn't need to. It was, I'm not going to say it was perfection, but it was about as close as you can get. So no, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. Quite the opposite. I will admit openly and in public, If I despise karaoke from this point forward, anybody wants to go to karaoke, I'm in. I'm doing Tay Tay the whole time without a question. All right.
But by the way, I've heard the other show, Diesel and Cole sing. So you're good. I mean, out of all of us, you are probably the best. So
I'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in the Rob Brown Show on your radio. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Have you gathered your snacks? Have you gotten your bevies? Have you gotten the comfortable spot on the couch, all prepped and ready? Do you have your pillow and blankie of choice ready? Because when you get off of work today, whether it's like me early in the afternoon, maybe some of you have one of those real jobs that you got to work until 5 o'clock. Ugh. Yeah, no, sounds awful. It's not for me. But if it's for you and you're one of those guys that gets off at 5 o'clock, you're going to hustle home. And at 5:30 p.m., this beautiful American Thursday afternoon, you're going to get to the crib, you're going to turn on the television, and you are going to recognize, my dudes and my dudettes, that today is college football day. Now, again, it ain't the sexiest lineup in America. It ain't the sexiest handful of games today. Boise State, South Florida at 5:30. Ohio and Rutgers, Lafayette and Bowling Green, ECU. NC State, Dave Doran's squad, 2.5 touchdown favorites at the house over ECU. Is NC State a threat to Clemson? You guys will learn something today, Clemson fans. Ain't no doubt about it. Mizzou, South Carolina fans, you're going to learn something today that is perhaps even more important than what Clemson fans will learn about NC State. Because remember, Clemson and NC State do not match up in the regular season this year. If Clemson was to see NC State, bam, 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 the Wolfpack, it would be in the ACC title game, assuming NC State can make it there. And I guess in fairness, assuming Clemson can make it there. South Carolina, I have already said, I stand on it. If you do not start the year 5-0, your chance of a playoff spot is all but eliminated. I think it is a requirement for your football team to go 5-0 to start the year. Guess who's in that five? Rhodey out to Mizzou. That squad gets their start tonight at home against Central Arkansas. The Duke Blue Devils, a 9-win football team from last year. I've already said, like, I don't think Duke is an ACC title game threat to the Clemson Tigers this year. I don't think you're going to have to necessarily worry about the Blue Devils. But I do put them in that group of teams that makes the ACC more interesting, maybe more competitive than anybody is giving it credit for being this year. And Clemson fans, you do have Duke in the regular season this year. If what happened last year with a 9-win record for the Duke Blue Devils, if that really was because Manny Diaz got it handed to him at Miami and he walked out of Coral Gables unemployed but educated about what coaching a football team requires, then, and that's a bigger deal than, oh, Mike Elko was the greatest coach in the history of Duke Blue Devil football, and he left the cupboard stocked. If that's the case, Clemson fans, maybe Duke is a potential upset down the line. Maybe a potential real good game down the line. You're going to find out tonight, 7:30 p.m. Duke, -34.5 over Elon tonight. It's a big spread. It's more about seeing if they, seeing how they play out. The Buckeyes got to worry about the Golden Gophers under PJ Fleck up in Minneapolis. Hey, we'll get to see the Golden Gophers tonight make their debut. They play at 8 o'clock against Buffalo. Are they the Buffalo Buffaloes? They should be the Buffalo Buffaloes, right? You can't name that team anything else. They are the Buffalo Bulls. You know, you don't want to get too confusing, man.
That's Buffalo Bulls sounds better anyway.
Are you kidding me? Then Buffalo Buffaloes?
Yes.
Buffaloes would be incredible. I would buy a Buffalo Buffaloes shirt. I got no reason to buy a Buffalo Bulls shirt. I would absolutely buy a Buffalo Buffaloes shirt.
Are male bulls called male buffaloes called bulls?
I don't care. It's about the because words we're saying,
if
not
they
the,
are, and it's a picture of buffalo, then technically it is a Buffalo Buffalo.
No, it's I want gear that says Buffalo Buffaloes. Are you kidding me? Plus, me and the boys play a game called Buffalo when we're out at the bar. If you get caught holding a bevy, in your dominant hand and somebody calls Buffalo, you have to finish that drink no matter how much is in it. If you crack open a cold brewski and you're holding that cold brewski in the right hand and somebody calls Buffalo, you got to finish the entire brewski. It's a dumb game because we're all still children, but we have a blast. And just to let you know how seriously the game is taken, when the wife and I were introduced at our wedding reception for the very first time as Mr. and Mrs. Robert Brown, and I walked out onto the balcony that overlooked our wedding reception, I was holding a half a bottle of champagne in my hand. And as I got out to the edge, holding my wife's hand with my left hand and therefore the champagne bottle with my dominant right hand, as I got to the edge of the railing, I heard not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven of the boys all go, "Buffalo!" And I chugged half a bottle of champagne right there before I even got to the reception. Because if you're going to be an honorable man, you be an honorable man.
Speaking of
and the rules are the rules at all times.
That may have made you less effective.
I want it on the record. The wife went to bed before I did.
Okay, anyway.
All right.
A male buffalo, whether an American bison or African buffalo, is called a bull.
They're not the buffalo buffaloes.
They are technically buffaloes.
Okay, great. What's it going to say in the newspaper tomorrow? It's not going to say, ladies and gentlemen, the Buffalo.
It's going to say they lost. That's
it's not going to say Minnesota knocked off the Buffalo Bulls, but don't worry because male Buffalo are actually called Bulls. So really, they're called the Buffalo Buffaloes. It's just going to say Buffalo Bulls, and
have
I don't like that.
Have you looked to see what their mascot is? I mean, what the
it's
mascot.
A bull.
Does it? What's it look like?
A
though?
Bull?
It doesn't
it looks
look
like a bull.
It doesn't look like a buffalo?
No, it's a bull. It's very clearly and definitively a bull. I pulled it up while we were talking
That's
about
disappointing.
It.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the club. How are they not the Buffalo Buffaloes? That's ridiculous, and I don't like it. We got Nebraska and Cincinnati. Do you see what they did to poor Nebraska? Oh, I hate this. I hate this so much. They are playing this game in Arrowhead tonight, home of Lonzo's Kansas City Chiefs. Not Rashee Rice for the first six games, but the rest of the Chiefs. Home of Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. They painted the end zones. Well, kinda. Cincinnati's end zone, bold white Cincinnati with that classic Bearcat scratched C logo. Cool. I saw this last night. They flipped the camera over to the Nebraska side. They painted Nebraska in red over the Chiefs logo in red. It's just a big ass red blob down in Nebraska's end zone. I hate it. Absolute disrespect. Here is a hot take for you. I'm going up either tonight or tomorrow night with a couple of the fellas. We're going to ride up to Asheville, North Carolina. We're going to do a little din and a couple of bevies at a brewery somewhere up there. I'm partial to Green Man myself. They got a good little spot up there.
Why would you do that tonight? I thought you'd be watching football.
Oh, I'm going to be watching football. The question mark is, are we watching it on the laptop on the way up? Because there's football on tomorrow night, too. But here's the deal. I got to get up there because I got to log in the preseason futures that I haven't put in.
Okay.
That I was going to say,
because there is this other thing that's going on tomorrow. It's called work. I don't know if you
tomorrow. If we go tomorrow, and it's likely we're going to go tomorrow.
No, because you act like you're going tonight. So I mean,
we may. It's in the discussion. It's just going to. There's nothing more difficult.
I'm sorry for being that guy for pointing out. That
no,
you
it's fair.
Work tomorrow.
It's fair.
But, you know.
We're not going to go in the. If we go in the daytime tomorrow, it's going to be like a. It'll be like, hey, we're all meeting up at 2 o'clock. We're riding up there. We're having lunch and a couple of brewskis, and then we'll head back down. But got to get up there to log in the futures bets, right? Went up there with the wife a week and a half ago or so. We went up and did a day in Asheville. That's our excuse for me to put in a couple of sports wagertainment moves is I will take the wifey up there to go hit, you know, our brewery or our distillery of choice. And so logged in a couple, but I've talked myself into a couple of more. And the reason I'm telling you that I'm doing that is because I've got another one that I want to log in. Great one. Nebraska plus 710 to make the playoffs this year. I got like four or five Cinderella shots that I'm putting down. Georgia Tech is one of them. I've already told you that. I've been talked into it. Texas A&M to make the playoffs. I got them at like 9.5 to 1. I don't think it's happening, but I got talked into it. I have got Arizona State to win the Big 12. I've also got to bet in on the Big 12 to have under 1.5 teams in the playoff. If the only team that goes from the Big 12 is the conference champion, I'm going to make some significant scratch on that. But I got a few more, and one of them is Nebraska to make the playoffs. Because I've been kind of following Nebraska the past couple of weeks. They've been, and again, got to be careful of the propaganda extravaganza that is the preseason, no doubt. But I've been following what's been said about this Cornhusker team from Big Ten media at large, not just what Nebraska's put out on the internet. My God, there's a lot of people up in Big Ten country that think Matt Rhule has figured something out in Nebraska. On top of that, he's bringing 3,000-pound bulls and million-dollar tractors into the locker room to take pictures. They are vibing right now in corn country. I'm going to go put me down a plus 710 bet for the Cornhuskers to make the playoffs this year.
Wow, that's just a weird statement coming from you, betting on Matt Rhule.
Why?
Because a couple years ago,
When he was where?
He was with the Carolina Panthers.
And the Carolina Panthers are not in the Big Ten?
So what you're saying is you are now one of them.
I'm drinking the Rhule-Aid, okay, is what I'm saying. I'm drinking the Rhule-Aid.
What flavor is that? I mean, what color?
Husker Red!
There we go. All right.
Husker Red!
You do realize the other teams that are in that, where he plays, right?
100%.
Okay, all right.
100%.
I guess that's why they call it gambling.
Here's my thought that leads me there, great one. My thought that leads me there regarding the Nebraska Cornhuskers. I looked at the schedule yesterday. They have Michigan on it. They have Penn State on it. If they win both of those games, sincerely, even if they don't, let's start with this. The games that scare me on that schedule. I'm not worried about Cincinnati. I'm taking, in fact, not only am I, but if we, whether we go up tonight or tomorrow before that game, I'm gonna log me a little wager on Nebraska to cover up against Cincinnati. Not worried about Akron, Houston Christian. Honestly, I think Nebraska can beat Michigan. Michigan's not going to be a bad football team. I think a lot of people are thinking because of all the offseason distractions that this team is taking a step back. They will not, and Sherrone Moore is going to coach that game. I think Michigan's going to be a good football team. I just don't think that they have the talent they had a couple of years ago, right? I think Nebraska can win that game. They can beat Michigan State. They can beat Maryland. At Minnesota, that feels like one of those row the boat games for P.J. Fleck, right? Like one of those games that he's like, boys, it's all about upward trajectory right now, and if we can go beat Nebraska, who is all about upward trajectory right now, we can prove we are in the next group of Big Ten teams. So that one worries me a little bit. They can beat Northwestern. I'm doing the opposite with USC that I am with Penn State, right? I've already told you I'm going against the James Franklin narrative. I'm buying into the hype that the conversation has changed around Penn State and that they will have figured something out this college football season. So I'm taking a bet on Penn State to win the Big Ten. But I don't know about USC. I don't think I'm ready to say, like, oh, Lincoln Riley's going to have figured it out and gotten some talent. I think Nebraska can beat USC. They can win at UCLA. So I think there's two losable games for Nebraska. I think it's at Penn State and it's at home against Michigan, and that might be it. Nebraska could be 10-2. And if they are 10-2, I think they can outpace Oregon. I really do, because I think Oregon's probably 10-2. That being said, I think Oregon could also be 12-0. I don't know. But Nebraska to make the playoffs, because the question mark is going to be.
I just want to say, Ohio State lost two games last year.
Yes, they did.
Did not play in the Big Ten championship.
That is correct.
Made it into the playoff.
They did. That's what I think that could be Nebraska this year.
Last I checked, the Big Ten, pretty big conference with a lot of influence.
Yeah, so I think that could be Nebraska.
Could be.
And if you're a Big Ten fan, what you are hoping more than you are hoping anything else is that Rob Brown is dead ass wrong about the ACC and that conference sucks. Because if that conference sucks, the Big Ten could get four in. They could get four in. They could get Ohio State in. They could get Penn State in. They could get Oregon in. And they could get either Nebraska or Michigan in. You could get four in, but I think you can only get four in if I'm wrong about the ACC and that conference is booty cheeks. If it is, the Big Ten can get four. The SEC could get four. Those two conferences could have eight of the 12 playoff spots between them. All right, we'll talk more football, a lot of football, obviously. It's game day, people. Not a sexy slate, but at this point, it's like we haven't felt the warm caress of college football in a long time. So, you know, sometimes you gotta have a slump buster. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a freaking day, shall we? I am Rob Brown. He's the great one, Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate. Let's go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Let me tell you what we got going on the next couple of days for your auditory and listening pleasure. I will start with this. Tomorrow on the show, for the first time in the 2025 football season, tomorrow we go behind enemy lines. Because tomorrow on the show, we have guests from two different locations. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a host on ESPN Baton Rouge, and a gentleman who, if you are a social media partaker and your algorithm, like mine, has a lot of college football in it, you know exactly who he is. Matt Mascano is a host on ESPN Baton Rouge. He's also been on like every TV and radio sports network everywhere. Dude has taken over the sports talk game on social media. I got a chance yesterday to have a conversation with Matt Mascona, and we will have that interview for you tomorrow. The reason I am putting it tomorrow is because also tomorrow on the show, we will have Adam Epstein. He covers the Virginia Tech Hokies up in Charlottesville, Virginia. He is going to join the show live tomorrow. Those two interviews will both run tomorrow. I will play the Matt Mascona interview for you tomorrow at 8:20. I got to do the math in my head because we got Rashad Beard tomorrow at 8:40. We got the fellas from Moving the Chain tomorrow at 9 o'clock to walk you through the high school football weekend. Then we got Adam Epstein at 9:20. It's going to be a day. Coming up today on the show, in fact, in the very next segment of the show, I spent a good portion of yesterday quite perturbed by the Adam Thielen trade. Because I came to the realization, not only did you trade Adam Thielen for a fourth rounder, you traded him for a 2027 fourth rounder. You get no benefit from the trade this year or next year. And then they did not re-sign Hunter Renfrow. And then they signed another wide receiver who got cut by the Chargers to that spot. I was very confused about that. Now, Dave Canales said it was about special teams. We're going to get into whether or not we are down with that theory coming up in the next segment of the show, because I was so perturbed yesterday by that move by the Carolina Panthers, which I have had a lot of Panthers apologists, because I actually put up on social media yesterday the edited version of the live reaction, because that trade news broke as we were wrapping up the show. We were still on the air. Last couple of minutes of the show when it broke, but we were still on the air. So I popped up the reaction that I had live on the air on social media yesterday. And between a few different social media sites, which you can follow me at The Rob Brown Show, between a few different social media sites, there were a lot of Carolina Panthers apologists who were telling me, you don't know ball, brother. This is actually a great move. Is it? Is it? And the reason I ask, is it? And we'll play again the Dave Canales, some of the more important sound from Dave Canales' press conference yesterday after the trade got made. My question was, can we look at the fourth round selections of the Carolina Panthers the last couple of years? And can we see a trend of guys who are impact players, either immediately or long term? And the answer to me was no. The answer was no. So you gave away Bryce Young's security blanket. You gave away a guy who, for the past couple of years, especially when Bryce Young has really been struggling growing into that role, you gave away the dude who has been the most trustworthy dude. And I don't think you replaced them with anybody who can fill in that role. So we're going to hear what Dave Canales had to say yesterday coming up here in just the next segment. As a matter of fact, I want to get to that. I want to get to this Keegan Bradley story. Keegan Bradley is, of course, the Ryder Cup captain. The Ryder Cup coming up next month. The Ryder Cup and the President's Cup are indeed my two favorite events in sports that don't take place in Augusta, Georgia. They're my two favorite events in sports that don't happen at Augusta. Keegan Bradley is the captain of Team USA in the Ryder Cup this year. We're going to do a lot of football. Relax. I got plenty of time for some other stuff too. Keegan Bradley is the captain. Keegan Bradley was checked in 11th in the Ryder Cup standings, and Keegan Bradley had the right, should he choose to do so, to select himself as a player captain. And he decided not to do that. He decided to hand his role to someone else. Now, the question I have about that I want to get into a little bit on the show today is, was that good leadership from Keegan Bradley, or was it a big mistake from Keegan Bradley? And the answer to me is, I think it was a mistake. I really do. I think it was a mistake. I think Keegan Bradley should have put himself on the team. And there's a few reasons why. Number one, I do not think there are as many guys that are striking the ball as well as Keegan Bradley is right now. And at Bethpage Black, that is the number one thing that determines if you are successful or not. It is all about ball striking and ball flight. Can you consistently control the golf ball and have it land where you need it to land? This is not a course, for instance, that sets up exceptionally well for Bryson DeChambeau, who is more about muscle that SOB down there. Let's shorten this golf course up and let's play in close. Not a lot of room for error at Bethpage Black. Keegan Bradley right now is, I think, hitting the ball as purely as anybody else. On the flip side, a lot of distraction if Keegan Bradley's on the team. Right? Now he's got to have his head in two different places. When he's making his pairings and his selections day by day about who's playing, who's sitting, who's going out, who's not, who's head-to-head with whom and whatnot, he can dial in on that as the captain if he's riding around the course on a golf cart all day. He can't do that, at least not exclusively, if he's also trying to be a player. And considering golf is a wildly mental game, in fact, I would argue it is like 85% mental, 15% physical. Considering it is a wildly mental game, would it be a good idea to be trying to multitask, to fill in on two different places, to be in two different spots, to have your brain half working as team captain and half working as a player? I don't know the answer to that. Only Keegan Bradley could. So this is a spot where I will say, I wanted Keegan Bradley to play. And I will acknowledge it is selfishly because I think Keegan Bradley could have become an American folklore sports history had he gone out there and won that thing as a player captain, without a doubt. On the flip side, as much as I wanted him to play and as much as I would have liked to have seen Keegan Bradley out there on the course as a player captain, on the flip side of that, I get it. I understand it. And while I can sit here in my less comfortable than I'd like, but not terrible chair, and analyze Keegan Bradley's decision to add other guys to the roster instead of himself, at the end of the day, I am trying to remind myself that only Keegan Bradley understands Keegan Bradley's ability to handle a monster role as captain in a year, by the way, because Team USA has been getting its butt handed to it the last handful of Ryder Cups. Like, it's not good. I am trying to remind myself that Keegan Bradley knows Keegan Bradley better than anybody who's not Keegan Bradley. And if Keegan Bradley has decided that Keegan Bradley should not try to, whether he can or cannot, should not try to handle the pressure of being both captain and player, that he needs to dial in on being able to be the best captain that he can be, I got to give him credit for that. Okay, I don't love it. It's not ideal. I would have liked you to have played, but I get it. So I'm gonna hope he made the best decision, not just for Keegan Bradley. I'm going to assume he worked on making the best decision for Team USA. That's going to be the hope. All right. We got a lot we got to talk about on the show. Coming up here in the next segment, Dave Canales did do a press conference yesterday after the trade of Adam Thielen back to the Minnesota Vikings took place. I pulled some audio from that press conference. We're going to hear what Dave Canales had to say about what went into the trade, the rationale and thought process behind it, the expectations he now has on a very young but talented but raw wide receiver room, what he expects out of that, what the conversations were like going into the decision to trade Adam Thielen, the conversations that he had with trading Adam Thielen with Adam Thielen. So we got that coming up for you in the next segment. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rob Hezlonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dallas, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, took to the podium yesterday afternoon, a few hours after it was announced that the Carolina Panthers were trading wide receiver Adam Thielen away, sending Adam Thielen over to the Minnesota Vikings. After they traded some picks that equaled each other out, Carolina effectively ended up with a fourth-round pick in the 2027 NFL draft. That's the compensation you ultimately got for Adam Thielen. And I want to be clear, despite what a lot of Panthers apologists said yesterday that, oh, you don't know ball, brother, and this trade, well, actually is real good for us, I disagree. I disagree. Because the value that I'm looking at here, I am looking at the value of Adam Thielen as the guy that Bryce Young has developed absolute chemistry with the last couple of years, in a year that it is absolutely pivotal for Bryce Young to continue momentum versus a 2027 fourth round pick. And so yesterday, because I was curious, I went and I looked at what were the last 10, and I think 10 was a fair number to check out. I went yesterday and I looked at what were the last 10 fourth round picks of the Carolina draft classes. Let's see how they shaped up and worked out. Here's who they were. In 2023, it was Chandler Savala out of NC State. Still with the team. Going to provide some depth. He's a guy that Rashad Beard talked about explicitly and exclusively last Friday on the show. I said, look, I'm worried about the offensive line. He said, don't forget, you got Savala. He's going to be kind of your depth guy. Great. In 2022, Brandon Smith, linebacker out of Penn State. Okay. In 2021, it was Chuba Hubbard. In fairness, Chuba Hubbard is the run game now. So that's a good fourth round pick. In 2020, Troy Pride Jr. out of Notre Dame. 2019, Christian Miller, linebacker out of Alabama. Marquise Haynes Sr., outside linebacker out of Ole Miss in 2018, as well as Mr. Consistency, still with the team through last year. Ian Thomas, the tight end out of Indiana. Darrell Williams, Trey Boston, who in fairness had some good years, but that was back in 2014, and wide receiver Joe Adams out of Arkansas back in 2012. They're fine. They're fine. So the value that I am debating and discussing here is Adam Thielen's value as Bryce Young's guy versus the value that Carolina has been getting out of their fourth round picks and the value of Adam Thielen now in what is, I think, this year supposed to be a turn the corner year for the Panthers. Now you don't have your chemistry guy in the wide receiver room. It's a bunch of young dudes. Fine. But you don't have your chemistry guy in a turn the page year. So if this team does not, over the next 2 years, if this team does not turn the corner and turn into a team who can utilize their 2027 fourth round pick that they got for Adam Thielen, if they can't turn that into a player who is an immediate impact player at the biggest position of need, and they get to a point where that fourth round pick in that draft is about, oh, we're still building, who's going to provide us building quality? Cool. You blew the value with that spot. So Dave Canales did a press conference yesterday, and he responded to some of this. Let's start with the first question that he got asked. Did Adam Thielen ask to go back to Minnesota? Oh, where's my clip? There it is. I found it. Don't worry. All right. I don't take anything from that. Like, we had a good relationship. He was a professional. I was professional with him. He said, I play for you. I said, cool. Now he doesn't play for I like, all right. I didn't really take anything out
so
of that.
So why did he say, I play for you? Did he get a...
I think he was making the point that Adam Thielen did not go to him and go, hey, do me a favor and trade me to Minnesota. Like, do me a favor and trade me back to my hometown team. Do me a favor and trade me back to my home state and the team that I started with. I think it was more along the lines of, he was here. He was a Panther. We got value we wanted for him. And, you know, we're good with that. I think he was just trying to give Adam Thielen credit for not asking to leave Carolina so that the Carolina Panthers don't, you know, flip him the bird next time they play. I don't know. We'll see. So the next question, and this is the question that had I been at the press conference, I would have asked. Does this say that you are a believer in the growth of Bryce Young? What does this say about Bryce Young that you were willing to trade away his security blanket? One of the things that I have given Dave Canales a lot of credit for over the years is that when he is asked to talk about football, he talks X's and O's like a coach, right? He didn't give you the platitudes when he's talking ball, schemes, techniques, tactics, whatever. Like, he's willing to talk about football. One of the very few criticisms that I have about Dave Canales is that when he is asked questions about the football team, not football, the football team, chemistry, the locker room, players, whatever, I don't really feel like he answers those questions, right? Like, the question was, where are you in your belief in Bryce Young's development, and did the trade of Adam Thielen, does that illustrate that you are comfortable with Bryce's development? And Dave Canales' answer was, well, this is about, you know, this just shows you that Bryce Young's a leader. I'm like, right, but like, is that why you did it, right? Like, we want to believe Bryce Young's a leader. I believe that he is. I've seen the vids where the boys are getting hype with BY. Like, I believe he is, but we want to know. And so when you get asked about Bryce Young's growth and development and whether the trade of Thielen can be taken by Panthers fans as a sign of growth from BY, right? Because it's again, I keep calling him the security blanket. Those of you that are parents, I assume that if your kid had a security blanket or stuffed animal or whatever their security thing was, I got to imagine the first time that they said, no, Dad, I don't need to bring Blankie with me. No, Mom, I don't need to bring my stuffed animal with me. You as a parent probably looked at that and said, my kid's growing up, right? Like, my kid's coming online. My kid's becoming more of a person at this point. That's kind of the question mark. Did you trade him away because he doesn't need the security blanket anymore? And he's like, well, he's a great leader. You're not helping me out here, Dave. That's really the only criticism right now that I have of the guy. All right, the other big question about the trade was, we left the show with yours truly saying, if they are trading Adam Thielen, my assumption is that Hunter Renfrow is going to be back on this team by the end of the day. Hunter Renfrow was not back on this team. In fact, not only was he not, but they went and got De'Lavon Campbell, who got cut by the Chargers after the preseason. And oh, by the way, just because narratives are fun, another South Carolina Gamecock picking up the roster spot of a former Tiger. So, Dave Canales, where the hell's Hunter Renfro? So, Dave Canales says, I saw some peaks, I saw some valleys, I saw some dips, and Hunter Renfro at the end of the preseason was not the Hunter Renfro we saw at the beginning of the preseason. And here's the only stance that I was able to come up with yesterday. Are you team in Dave We Trust? Because I think you have to be, right? What we saw out of Hunter Renfro in the preseason was likely, primarily, propaganda extravaganza from the Panthers. You all seen the clip of him putting the foot in the ground and making J.C. Horn spin around in a circle. We saw what he did in preseason games where he was just kind of like new Adam. But Dave Canales says, I saw the highs. I saw what he was capable of. I also saw some dips. I saw some spots where he maybe wasn't what we wanted him to be. And that's why we went with guys like Bryson Tremaine to make the roster over Hunter Renfro. That is why we went out and we grabbed a former Gamecock wide receiver who just got cut by the Chargers, who need wide receivers. That's why we went and we got that guy instead of bringing back Hunter Renfro. But we've got some stuff on the table. We're having conversations. It's day-to-day, whatever.
So is this a practice squad spot offered to him, and he's trying to decide if he wants to take it or not?
Maybe. There was also somebody did ask Dave Canales the question if it is possible that Hunter Renfro could potentially be added to the coaching staff. Could this be a move where he becomes more of an admin guy than a player? If he didn't meet your expectations as a player, could be given a visor and a whistle. And Canales was like, hey, look, we're having conversations with a guy. He's talking to his family about this. He's talking to his agent about this. He's having a conversation with them. We'll see what happens with us in the future. But the fact that they went and they got a Chargers cast off to fill that wide receiver spot. Now, I will give Dave Canales credit for one thing that advances the conversation. Dave Canales, during the entirety of the preseason, said repeatedly before and after every game in practice that one of the things that was going to determine whether guys made the roster, guys that were on the fringe, whether they made the roster or not, was going to be, do they contribute to special teams? Can we put him out there as a kick returner? Can we put him out there as a gunner? Can we put him out there as a blocker? Can we put him out there as this, that, and the other, as a punt defender, as a punt return team guy? And I do get the impression that Hunter Renfro is probably not as much suited to fill in that role as he was a few years ago. He's not a guy, like, he's not a kick returner anymore. He may have been, in his prime, he absolutely was. I don't know that he still is. I can't have him on the field as a gunner. He's not big enough. And whether or not he's fast enough is in the air. But he's not big enough to put him out there as a gunner and trust him as an offensive player to go out there and make open field tackles, right? So there's little to no special teams value for Hunter Renfro. And I think that's why they went and got a Chargers cast off. Because the cat they brought in is like 6'4", 220, played SEC ball. He's got special teams value because he also runs like a 4.3 something. He flies. They added more speed to the outside. Can he catch? I don't know. You know what I do know he can do? You can put him out there as a gunner on the punt team. You can put him out there as the wide on a kickoff team. And trust, he's going to be the first guy down the field to the ball carrier. So I think that's probably why Hunter Renfro is not back on this team yet. I think it's going to play out this way. I think you're going to see Hunter Renfro off the team for now. And I think by the end of week one, maybe week two, we will find out if Bryce Young needs a short white guy or not. We will find out if Bryce Young needs a comfort blanket receiver. We will find out if he needs a Adam Thielen and it's Hunter Renfro or not. If Bryce Young goes out there and in games one and two, he goes for 275, two and a half, three touchdowns a game, and he doesn't need Adam Thielen for that, then great. Hunter Renfro's not going to make the team. He can be on the practice squad or be on the coaching staff. Because once again, at the end of the day, NFL teams do not give a good gosh darn about where you played college ball or whether or not you have ties to the local community. They care about, can you play, can you participate, can you contribute? And if they don't need Hunter Renfro because now they've got 6'4 guys with 3'4 speed all over the field, then he won't be on the team. But if Bryce needs a Hunter Renfro, he will be in week three. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. Got some more sound. We'll play for you later on. We got your water cooler cheat sheet next. The Audio Blitz, Lulu Kessin at 8 o'clock to talk Gamecocks and more, all coming up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. This is the greatest sports flash of all time.
The Atlanta Braves snagged another win over Miami yesterday, this time a 12-1 victory. Joey Wentz got the win, going 6.2 innings with only 4 hits and 1 run allowed with 5 strikeouts. Atlanta had 11 hits, including a leadoff home run from Jerickson Profar and shots from Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, and Michael Harris II. Another game, another win, another Asia Wilson 30-point game. The former Gamecock dropped 34 in an 81-75 win over Atlanta, the Aces' 12th victory in a row, which moves the team to second place in the WNBA. Wilson also had 9 boards and 4 blocks. Carolina Panthers traded wide receiver Adam Thielen to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday, sending Thielen to his home state and the team he started his career with. The Panthers get a conditional 7th round pick next year and a 2027 5th rounder in return for 2026.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.